have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And welcome to the Just For You podcast with Ashley Michelle Wise-Wright on Elation Radio. I'm so glad to be with you on today. It's another week. It's another day that the Lord has blessed us with, and we want to celebrate it with you. We come to give God all the glory for everything he's done, everything he's about to do, everything he's in process doing right now on your behalf and on my behalf. We send a shout out to each and every one of you, the listeners, for listening in every week. We appreciate you. We appreciate your prayers, your love, your support. It means so much to us here at Just For You, as well as Elation Radio. Listen, there's so much to cover today, but we want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. To our CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, we love you. We appreciate you, your hard labor, and your prayers and work. Elation Radio, we appreciate you and our Elation family. To my husband, Pastor Donald Rice Jr., let me just take a pause there for a moment. I'm back. Well, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your love, your prayers, your support. Every week we say thank you. But to the guest of honor, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our, of course, Abba Father, who created all of us and made it possible for us to come together to serve and to express love, we say thank you and that you are welcome in this space and place. Well, listen, I just want you to be encouraged on today to understand you have purpose. God has you in mind for those things you least expect, because he doesn't see us as we see ourselves. It isn't just about accomplishing something. It's about being loved on by somebody who sees all of us, not just the good of us, but every part of us, that we can be what he creates us all to be. If this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Every week we have an exhortation, and that exhortation is our food for thought, our spiritual growth for the week. We cannot do that without the Lord. So I want to encourage you to grab your study tools, to follow along with me so that you can hear where this fits into your life for this week. Listen, the word is so powerful that it gives us strength, it gives us the ability to hear and to see things differently. I don't know about you, but as a leader, I strive on wanting the best practices in every area of my life. It isn't always just reading the Bible. My service is important. My education is important. My ability to fulfill his instructions and his will is important inside the walls of the church as well as outside of the walls for the church. So therefore, we must remember we are a whole entity in him. So I want you to keep that in mind as we're teaching on today. Now, as we can't do anything that we do without the Lord. We need his guidance, his presence, his love. We need all of him to guide us and to direct us. I'm a firm believer. You can do whatever you want to do in your flesh, but I want that ability that's beyond my human thoughts, my ways, everything I suggest and plan, that he will give me the greatest understanding what needs to be done, all right? Please join me in prayer. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to study, to fellowship, to grow, to learn, to be aware of what's only, not only in the community, but also in the church, to be aware of the various gifts that we all have, and to understand there are great things happening for your glory. Would you come into this podcast, make it what you want it to be? Thank you for the opportunity to serve. Thank you for the opportunity to have breath. Take this breath and use it as you will. Father, we thank you for our CEO and visionary, Dr. Kenny Robinson, her family. I thank you for our Elation family. But Lord, we thank you for every listener, whether live or on the replay, that will hear this podcast, be encouraged and empowered and governed to do what they've been selected to do in this life. Lord, we thank you that our being is not just in one entity. We are holistic with you. We have our mind, our body, our spirit, and our soul. And we thank you that you love us accordingly. And Father, to that one that thinks that life has not been fair to them, I'm asking on today that you will lead, guide, and direct them. Give them strength. Give them peace. Give them understanding. Give them the mindset to know we can do all things in you, hallelujah, which strengthens us. I also ask for those that are seeking you that you would draw them closer to you. You know the process. You know the plan. And we acknowledge you in all that you do in each of our lives. Have your divine will and way. Forgive us of our sins. And we want to have hearts to forgive others. We don't want to be selfish in our living, thinking it's all about us. But we want it to be about you. So thank you for your leadership, your guidance, your love for us. You are a good, good Father. And we praise you in advance for every praise report, for everything being done, that you may be honored. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I'm excited about today because I recognize if you think about it, every week I'm on here and I say to you that I'm excited about what God has done, that things are the way they are. Listen, it's because from last week to this week, he's kept us all. Maybe where we were on last week is not where we are this week. Whatever the case may be, we have the ability to breathe and to fulfill his will. Life is like a vapor. We're here today, we could be gone tomorrow. However, when we're breathing and living is what's most important. The things that we accomplish should not just be for self-gratitude, but it should be for kingdom-mindedness, that we can impact more people. I am aware I can never do all that I do by myself. I am very team-oriented, even as a leader. You can be given skills and abilities, but they won't mean anything without other people. Some people feel they don't need anyone. Well, that's a disservice at times because we were created to love, to comfort, to help, and to be with others. Today's lesson is going to be found in St. Matthew 6. And what I love about this chapter, it teaches us how to govern ourselves from what we see in the world and how the world will do things. And you'll see this in this chapter, and you'll be able to quickly relate to some of the things immediately when you hear the verses read. You'll be able to identify if our characters are like these that we've seen in the Bible or if we're following biblical principles. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you have to know you can't do things in and of yourself. We are governed through and by the Word of God. And as we understand that, we will find ourselves in His hands, all right? Even when you're disobedient, His love doesn't stop with you or me because He recognizes the Word tells us there's no good thing in the flesh. But through His will in our lives, we can empower this world to do greater things for the kingdom's sake. We're reading from St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. What does that mean? If I'm only accomplishing in life the things that I do for others to see it and to take note of it, and I'm not saying that you won't be or it's wrong to be awarded or given acknowledgement, but if that is your only purpose of doing what you're doing, you then have your reward, and you won't have that reward of the Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. What is he talking about? He's not saying you can't advertise for things. He's not saying you can't engraft people through your flyers or through whatever means you're doing. It's only when the purpose of what you've done is not for the gaining of what the kingdom sees as living in the earth. It's for your self-gratitude. It's for you. It's not, and I get it in this, but let's be clear here. There's a way we have to live. But when we can hurt someone else to get something we need or to put ourselves in a position of, look at me, this is what I'm doing. Look at me, this is a, no. The Bible says we have our reward on the earth, right? So here he says, do not sound the trumpet before men as synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. When thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. So when you hear and see posts that say, hey, you need to work in silence. Why? Because anybody that invents anything knows before their patent or copyright that they lose the authenticity of what they're doing because there is no protection for it. So these things are in place for a reason. It is not to hurt anybody, it's to protect. And so when you're doing things, whether it's for the Lord, your community, or what, work in prayer first. Say, go to God to make sure that what you're doing is His will and not just you, so that there is an impact. The other thing you want to do is to pray and also not go around speaking before it's time to let something be known. Why? Because it will affect you sometimes. There are many people that have had many ideas. They gave them away for the enemy to come in to destroy and give it to someone else. But can I say this to you? What God has for you is for you. He will always make sure when we utilize the right principles and mindsets that we will receive what he says. He says this, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. I have a lot of people, I would say, well, how did you accomplish this, or what did you do to get that? Well, my strategy is to pray. And when I seek the face of God, I want to make sure it is his will that I'm doing what I'm doing. Not for me and my gratitude for self, but that he be honored, that he be lifted up, that he be glorified, that I am helping someone else genuinely, that I am extending myself in a way that he would be pleased. There's a lot that is out here now, and it is masked with selfishness. It's masked with things that are not his will. God knows what is taking place, and he will not, other than what's in our best interest. So we want to make sure we speak to him about it. I want you to be encouraged that God has the perfect thing in store for you. He knows what to do. He knows when to do it, and he knows how to operate in your life, right? But then thou prayest, enter into, when thou prayest, let me go back up. When thou prayest in thought, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, right? He says, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. What does he mean? If we're doing this just to be seen of men, there are times when we have to rise up in our churches, rise up in our communities, rise up in our government dealings, rise up. That is not what he's talking about. But just to say, oh, look at me over here, and I'm doing this over there, that is not his will or his way. Again, he says that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you that they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard of their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, he said to pray this way. Pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Every time we pray, we need to include forgiveness because we are not exempt from sin. We need to acknowledge the fact that we make mistakes when we're talking to him, that he may be glorified and lifted up. We may understand that he is moving in the direction of what works best for us. You have to understand that your life was planned by him, knowing that there would be choices we'd have to make. I'm so grateful we're not serving a God that doesn't see that when we make a mistake, that we can have the love and the discipline needed to be right with him. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Fasting is a key component to strengthening our spiritual lives. And when we do it, he goes on to tell us how we are to appear and what we should live as. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. He continually tells us that when we go in the privacy of our prayer closet, in our homes, wherever we're dictated to pray, or put ourselves in a willing position, not dictated, but willing position to pour our all, cast all our cares on him, then he sees us and he hears us and he knows, which is why that success will come, which is why that servitude and love will yield to open blessings. Because he said he saw you praying in secret, and then he rewarded you openly. I want to talk a little bit about something that we do at Elation Radio. We believe in servitude. We believe that people are called to serve in leadership. And when you're called to serve in leadership, that doesn't mean you have the right to be nasty and different things. It means that you embrace loving people, leading people, and giving to others in the most ultimate way through servitude. So we have something we call Elation Honors. And that particular servitude program honors leaders from across the country. Perhaps you're doing something great and you know that God is opening up doors for you, we applaud you. In fact, we look for it, because this is how the world will know he reigns, by someone seeing your gift and acknowledging you, because he says, let praise come from another man's lips. Just thought I'd throw that in as we prepare for 2024, because God is good. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what shall you eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Let's go back to what he means by serving two masters. When you commit to God and say, I need you to be Lord of my life, you make a commitment to follow the word of God. You make a commitment to study. You make a commitment to do your honor him. It's like your family. When families have a powerful name, and I don't mean just from what they accomplish in business, I'm talking about in your faith. You want to honor that in the way you live. And when you are, people always know who you're attached to. If I go in the community right now, most people say, oh, that's Mary and Tommy's daughter, or that's so-and-so's granddaughter, or that's this, because there's something about the likeness that we have when we're in relationship. I want you to get today, no matter what you do, you are in relationship with the Father. We are joint heirs with our elder brother Jesus. And by doing that, the rights that he was given, we are given. And we are able to live this life through the help of the Holy Spirit, that we can pull through our circumstances and the things that face us with these challenges. We cannot do it in and of ourselves. Oh, if you want to be fit, you can work out. Yes, you can do those things. But you need your will and your spirit to be in alignment for it to come to pass. There is sometimes when you can't do all that you think you can do. You think I'm joking? Go to a doctor and they give you a prognosis. I don't care how fit you were. I know some of the most fit people that have had heart attacks. There are things that sometimes happen beyond our human control that we need a God, an Abba Father, to call out to help us through it. Why? Because we can't do it by ourselves. If we're going to live this life, we want to live it in a way that we depend on this word and we live according to this word in utilizing what we've been given in the earth to impact others that they know he is alive and well. We must live in the joy of the Lord. When you see a true believer of God, it is amazing to believe after all that they've been through that they still can say, our God is great. He lives. I have my being in him. He's greater than what words can say. He's more than I can think of because he's real in my life. When you wake up every day, he's real in your life. When you go to bed at night, he's real in your life. Whether you have a blow-up bed or a king-size bed or a pallet on the floor, you are blessed. Hallelujah, until he sees fit to do whatever he wants to do to increase you. I don't want you to diminish the creation you are. You may be in one stage today, and you can bet your eyes tomorrow that in that he can create in you whatever he wants you to. But here's the thing, we must fulfill his will. We should not want to live a life that we can't see his glory in. We want to be obedient and fulfill what he wants. How will we know that? By reading the word of God, by holding ourselves accountable to these things under leadership through the word of God, foremost to Abba Father and our elder brother Jesus. We must live a life that is discipline, and it comes with staying close to him. I don't want you to beat yourself up too much if you feel you've made a mistake, because he's the one that will come in, heal and forgive you, and strengthen you again. But here's the key. Ask him. Ask him to do it. Ask him to move. Ask him to show himself mighty and know that he's going to come through. 26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are they much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why you, hallelujah, why take ye thought for raiment, your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? I don't have my bill paid. I don't know how I'm going to do this for the kids' food. I don't know this. If our God has given you life and has blessed you, when your money is low, when things run out, even when it don't happen when you think it should happen, he is still God. He is still the ultimate authority. He knows how to move something that has taken months to do in a blink of an eye. He knows how to provide. But here's the thing. When we trust him and we believe him, he comes through. You may not believe that if you don't call on his name. You may not believe that if you don't stay in relationship with him. Something about when you know somebody say, I got you, that you believe that. But when he says, I got you, you can believe him. I need you to be encouraged to know he's got you and he's able to do exceeding abundantly above what we could think or ask. 31. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom. Let me say that again. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, hallelujah, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May the Lord add a blessing to a reading and the hearing of his word. We praise God for this word on today. You are listening to someone that has been homeless, who was in the Lord, who was a leader, who was following him, and yet they lost literally everything they had in a flood. But my spirit man knew our God would provide. For almost a year, we were in these top hotels, listen, not due to any goodness of our own, but because he saw fit to king, the King of Kings, to house us and to bless us in what we were going through. Because this couple has sowed seed. This couple has served him. This couple is called upon him, not wanting the biggest of houses or the multi-cars. And there's nothing wrong with being blessed. But we desire him more than anything we've ever faced. And listen, every single trial he showed up from, every single thing we've needed, he's provided. Every single thing that the enemy thought his foot was on and we would not receive, he's turned around. Why? Because we believe him. Who do you believe today? What do you trust in today? How's it working for you? Are you seeing the maximum result of your faith? Are you recognizing no matter what you face that he shows up and there's testimony after testimony of what you've been through the way you've done it? Because he knows through our pain, through our sicknesses, our afflictions, he knows when he's going to deliver. He knows how he's going to deliver. He just looks for a vessel that when everything seems like it's chaotic, their testimony is our God reigns. I want to leave you with that today. Our God reigns. When I'm blessed to be of service to mankind, my prayer is whatever the project, before I say yes, I go to God. And if God doesn't approve it, it doesn't get approved by me. But if he says in my serving, my leadership, whatever he wants of and in me, you have the green light to go ahead, I know it's due. And that's what we have to get back to. We have to ask him for his divine will. As people of God, the pressures of life, everything can come against you, but I'm here as a witness, as a believer, as one that sees his hand move. I can sleep and he'll give me a divine word. I'm telling you, I can hear him because I'm seeking him and I'm in relationship. Are you in relationship and not religion? We need structure, but we need to understand who he is and what he does. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing, a help, and a strength to you, that you may face your challenges and understand and know that your hand is in his hand and that he will come through. He'll never leave you or forsake you. When your tears fall, I promise you, he knows how to bother them. Stand strong in the Lord on today, knowing he's got you. I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you that listened on today's podcast. What a blessing. What an honor. What a gift you are to us. We don't take it lightly. We appreciate you. And we recognize God is who he is. We know there is none like him. When I look at the sun, the moon, I think about how he created all of this for each and every one of us. He wanted us to know that he was God and that without him, beside him, that we can't do what we do without him. So I want you to be encouraged, strengthened, and lifted up. I want you to recognize he's got you. It's a brand new month, the month of August. If this is your birthday, we celebrate you here at the Just For You podcast. We want you to know whether it's your birthday, your child's birthday, your grandma's birthday, whoever's birthday, that's here at Just For You. And Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Perhaps it's not your birthday. Maybe you've had a new baby. Perhaps you opened a business, wrote a book. Maybe you've been inspired to go into ministry or to do something that you knew it took the Lord to help you do. I want you to understand, we celebrate you and your accomplishments. We also know, on the other hand, that life can be hard. You can go through some things, and we want you to know we're praying for you. Every family experiencing loss and death and affliction and things that are going on, we know that prayer makes a difference. We are praying for you here at Just For You and Elation Radio. We know also we will face needs in this life, whether it be backpacks or clothing for kids or home, we need food or some bill needs to be paid. We want you to know there are organizations that are able to assist you and help you. In the St. Louis area, there is United Way. That is United Way. We dial them at 211. You'll be connected with an intake specialist to hear your needs, that they'll be able to refer you to the appropriate area. If you'd like to get in contact with them, please look them up, United Way, on any digital platform to get more information for your area. In the St. Louis area, we also have Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. Kudos to them for an outstanding event with their pet giveaways with St. Louis Public Schools and, of course, the new superintendent, Dr. Keisha Scarlett. God bless you. We welcome you to the city and thank you for the impact you're going to make this year in advance. There was a car giveaway at the convention plaza where some young lady won a beautiful brand new car with the sales tax paid and $1,000 on the gift card for her gas. Wow, what a blessing. They also had sisters that were presented. Linda Robertson, a wonderful woman and community woman here in St. Louis, had the opportunity to bring Dr. Tiffany Grimes here, where they had sessions for women saving our sisters. Listen, what a phenomenal job. All of the work done there, including Fred Hammond. God bless you, Urban League St. Louis, for embodying the love you have for our cities with over 60 programs and all that you do in helping the community. We want you to know other community organizations doing great and marvelous things, like the St. Louis County Library assisting seniors and youth, not only in checking out books and movies, but services such as feeding, giving away diapers for toddlers and babies, giving away feminine products for that time of the month. For more information, call and look up online slcl.org. Listen, Urban League is ULSTL.com. Now, let's talk about some of the great things going on in the St. Louis area. The Gospel Music Hall of Fame is presenting none other than Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Woo! She'll be in the St. Louis area on August the 12th at 2023 at 5:30. The doors will open at the Chase Park Plaza. For more information, contact Monica Butler or Yolanda Yancey for more information on Face. This city is growing and great things are happening. We want you to know at Elation Radio, we have various podcasts across the world for everyone. You can contact those that are on the contact of our podcast by going on your digital platforms and finding Elation Radio. You'll find the Just For You podcast along with other podcast hosts. Also, we want you to be aware you can meet us back here on Wednesday, Lord Says the Same, at 5:30, that is p.m. Central Standard Time, or 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, please join us for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk about the ladies of Elation from Ashes to Beauty. We had a phenomenal session every fourth Friday of the month. We have speakers. We come together to share what the Word offers, what businesses we have, various entities to encourage and strengthen all. That is on Clubhouse. Please join us from Ashes to Beauty, Clubhouse Cadence. You can reach them on Clubhouse and on Facebook. Join our group. We would love to have you. That is 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Facebook. On Clubhouse. That's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from Ashes to Beauty, the fourth Friday on Clubhouse. I also want to celebrate, we know across the country years ago, various worldwide stories hit in the murder of Michael Brown Jr. This week, especially on today, the family of Michael Brown Jr. is celebrating his legacy and the work that is being done with Chosen for Change, with Mike Brown Sr. and Cal D. Brown. All of the family will be celebrating and remembering him. So we honor you all, Leslie. We honor you as well. I want you all to know when this event took place, it shattered the world. May we pray for this family in remembrance of Michael Brown Jr. And tonight they will be celebrating his legacy for, hallelujah, the Black Ball Gala. For more information, I'm sure it's in operation even as we speak. They're getting prepared, but it will be at the Ritz-Carlton in Clayton. By all means, if you're attending, please remember that they are doing a great work across the country, not just in the St. Louis area where most of the stories hit national. They're taking off to aid those families. So we honor the Brown family and honor the remembrance of Michael Brown Jr. Now listen, if you have a community announcement and you want us to read it, you can reach me, Michelle Wright, and the number, the actual way you can contact me is through Facebook, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, as well as email, leadingright@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to read your community announcements, and we are thankful for each and every one of you. Please take the time to check on your elderly neighbors, family members, those you love. Do not allow them any hurt or pain unnecessarily by not checking in. Let's make sure we call them, we encourage them. If they need groceries, come on. If we've been blessed, let's be a blessing. As well as for those that are in our communities, local churches and assemblies, we're praying for the fivefold ministry, that this is a hard time during the summer. Most people may be moving. Different things are happening. Pray for local assemblies and pastors for strategies and the things that will be needed during these hours, all right? And also, if your company or if your organization is a blessing, please send that information. We'd love to share that with the community because, believe it or not, you can be making $300,000 a year, lose your job, be homeless, and need resources. And the lack of them caused people to go through in hardship. So whatever we do, let's do it in love. Let's do it discreetly, and let's be able to be a blessing to those that are in need of the services that we offer. We are excited about what God is calling all of us to do. I encourage you, be disciplined. Whatever he's called you to do, pray for your assignments. Make sure you're clear as to which direction he wants you to go in and move in that direction with his guidance and with his help. Again, we can't say enough how much we appreciate our very own CEO and visionary, Dr. Kenny Robinson. We love you. We appreciate you. Now, as we close out, we pray we want to include and remember Israel. Please don't forget to pray for Israel and the people in persecution around the world. We're blessed to be able to choose whatever place we'd like to worship. But there are many that are dying and being persecuted for them being able to go through the pain and suffering of their faith. Let us keep that in mind. And let us be prayerful for all. It is a blessing to live, move, and have our being in Him. May He be glorified in the lives we live. We're coming to the end and the close of another blessed podcast because He was here with us. We are thankful to Elation Radio and to each and every one of you that tuned in. Again, to get in contact with me, you can reach me on Facebook, Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, or at Leading Wright. Leading like you're leading someone, and write like my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, at gmail.com. Thank you again for tuning in. We love you. We pray you have a blessed and a beautiful week. We also want you to be aware that there has been an event change. I got this information in. Thank you. The event change for an evening in the garden, presented by Proud People Reaching Out for Unity and Diversity, that was scheduled for August the 19th. The date has been changed to September the 30th. For more information, visit Proud's website, and that is www.proud.org, proud/ferguson.org. And you will be able to get the information that you need regarding an evening in the garden. Thank you again for tuning in. May God bless you and have a very blessed, prosperous, and healthy week. This has been your host, Pastor Michelle Wildwright. Hallelujah.
Draw me close. to me, is this my love song?